This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Tim Campbell is one of Australia's most renowned entertainers, a screen and theatre actor, a host, and an incredibly seasoned performer. We spoke to Tim a few months ago, just before he dropped his latest covers album, Electrifying 80s, full of all our favourite 80s hits. Well, he's about to take the album to the stage in two nights of 80s disco fever, and he's here to tell us about it. Welcome back to Joy, Tim Campbell. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yay.
And I apologise in advance, apparently, because it was a Stock Aitken Waterman album that I've got a little bit blasphemous, so I apologise in advance that, yes, I touched your right arm, Miss Minogue, on the album. So
we were discussing. I like the album. There is one song I told him. I'm going to be honest, I have to skip.
What song was that, Tom?
Well, it's Kylie Minogue's Hand on Your Heart. There's two Kylie songs on there. Well, two.
Well, there's especially for you, it's the Jason duet. That's okay. So you can listen to half of that song.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Well, funnily, I actually got a couple of, online people wrote to me, a couple of kind of older gays in the UK didn't like me doing Divine.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you think you're a man. Apparently that was blasphemous and I was just the devil child and I should die or something, I don't know.
Oh, no.
So, but, you know, I love social media, it's the best.
I love that version.
Oh, thank you.
And I like Divine. I mean, she was fantastic,
Pioneer, but apparently don't touch them. I'm like, yeah, whatevs. You'll be right. Go and feed your 78 cats, you'll be fine.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, get your teeth fixed and have a bath, you dirty pomp.
Yeah. Other than those reactions, how has the reaction to the album been so far?
Oh, it's been brilliant, to be honest, and fun because, as I mentioned before, it's through my own label, so it's my whole production and Paul Ciccinelli, who's my keyboard player in my band, produced it. And Susie Ahern, everybody knows, blonde dread Susie Ahern, incredible singer, the vocals. So I'm so glad that we made our own little product and they've been loving it. It's the 80s. It's kind of hard not to. But the production itself I was really happy with as well, and it's great. So to take it on the road, love it.
Well, I'm going to say I've had to go to the doctors the other week.
Why?
It's personal. I'm 50 and I need my weekly prostate check. We talked about this earlier this morning. This is not getting any from my husband. I've got to find it somewhere
else. It's weekly now, is it? Sorry, I better.
Apparently. You're not 50 yet, so calm down. But I'm going to say I'm sitting there watching that boring morning show, you know, those terrible ones. But I'm so excited. Out pops you. And I'm going to say, those nanas in the dark, they were bopping. And
were they?
Oh, that Tim is such a nice boy, isn't he? I'm sitting there thinking, if you only knew,
Come and see me 5 hours ago. But
I'm going to tell you, what a joy to sit there in the doctor's surgery, listen to Moron and Moron, whatever the name was. Go on about something. And then I thought, oh, God, could I kill myself anymore? And thank God you came out.
Oh, thank you. And look, that's a good thing with this music.
And it was
music.
Dead or Alive.
You Spin Me Around.
Spin Me Around. Good version.
Oh, thank you. That's a good thing. I mean, that's what I find when I perform live anyhow, is that people say, oh, well, you do old stuff for old people. Like, God, no. In fact, I was speaking to a friend yesterday, quite honestly, his daughter, 15-year-old, brings up all this great 80s music to him and says, oh, Dad, have you heard We Are The World? Have you heard this, that and the other? She loves it. So, it's any generation into the 80s, which is good for me.
My children would do that. They bring me a song. Oh, this is a really new song. Yeah, I've heard it. It's old.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's new.
The 17th cover, but yeah.
Yes. Tim, you've also released a remix EP which includes remixes from DJs Dan Murphy and Dan Slater.
Yes, awesome DJs.
What was the thought process behind releasing a remix pack to follow up to the album?
Obviously, I'm really cool, as you can see.
You bought him breakfast, the
epitome.
Cool.
Yeah, I know. You got muffins. The epitome of the club scene. No, I just wanted to, look, the production itself on the album is quite electronic, why it's Electrifying 80s. But I just wanted to kind of get these particular songs and Never Gonna Give You Up and my version of Divine and all these songs. With my album, it's a listen to in the car and at home. So I just wanted to do the DJ version. And I've known these two as well. So they're great DJs. I'm sure a lot of people know the Dans. So it was good. So and it's funny, they do send me clips of when they're DJing. I'm like,
oh, do they?
Look at me, I'm in the nightclub. Clubs now. Like, if only they knew who the voice was.
So you're playing at Palms at Crown on November the 3rd.
Yeah, so that's Saturday week.
Is it that very quick already?
Yeah, it's like 9 sleeps now.
I can't believe it. So what sets a Tim Campbell live show apart from all of the others?
Well, this particular show is going to be complete 80s. I've been a stickler. Oh, if it's written in 1979, it's out of the show, or 1990. Like, I've been really adamant that it has to be 80s this year. But not only the music, I've been writing the show. We are going back and chatting about all our times. I mean, the 80s for me was kind of primary school and high school and all the kind of things that we did back then, and all the great Comedy Company, and it's a knockout to all the great, see, Who's the Boss, Growing Pains that we grew up with as well, all the different kind of food, the fashions. We're just going to reminisce.
Will you be wearing a fluoro hobble skirt with the go-go T-shirt, which is what I used to try and wear in the 80s, and my mother used to rip it off my back as I try and get out of the house.
There will be much hypercolour T-shirts under the double denim.
Oh, do you remember that hypercolour?
Yeah. Hypercolour. Oh. That's when you could touch each other just because you wanted to see the handprint. It was fine.
That was the excuse, back then.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. Yeah.
Are there any surprise tracks that you've dug out from the 80s that we may have forgotten about that we can expect?
I was trying to think. The problem is I know too many 80s songs that nothing's a surprise. Well, there's a bit of a late 80s rap in there, because obviously now I'm hitting the clubs. I'm a bit of a rapper too, to be fair. I'm laughing at myself.
Is it going
to
be stutter rap? Wasn't that from the 80s? Was it stutter rap?
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Or Scatman. Yeah. Was that Scatman? No, Scatman was... Oh, no, that would have been 1990. Ooh, we might have seen that. So you've got to be careful, because a lot of the 90s had the old
close
rap. Yeah, get on the Wikipedia.
But if you remember anything from 1987 to 1993, you weren't there. Or you weren't having much fun.
True.
During Bicentenary in Sydney in 1988... I don't remember.
Don't touch the blue ones or the red ones, yeah. And also at the Palms, people who've been there, it's a great venue, of course, and it's got the seats, and you've got the booths. If you've got a booth, it's a great thing. But I'm actually taking some seats out so there is a dance floor, much to the probably, I don't think the Palms are very happy with it, but that's okay. So on either side of the stage, if you do want to get up, it's an 80s show, for goodness sake. You can't sit there and knit a scarf.
But I'm going to tell anyone, if you go into the Palms and you've never been, do what we do, get a booth.
It's really
it is
worth
fantastic because you sit up a little bit high from everybody else up around the back. You get this lovely booth, a table.
You have your little bottle of Prosecco.
And dance, like there.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right, the Prosecco, we ate that, drank that, didn't we? Yeah. I don't know, I'll eat anything. Anyone walks by, put something in my mouth. Oh.
If you're eating it, it might be off.
You've been in the entertainment industry for a while now. Yes. Apart from Tom, have you experienced any other crazy fans?
It's not stalking if you don't know I'm there, Tim. That's what they told me. As long as you can't see me taking photos, it's not stalking.
So that's why 10 years ago you would have been safe, but now you're bugging. Look, I'm all up for a stalker, to be fair. I mean, I'm all if that helps the headlines, I'm cool with that. But look, you know, back in the Home and Away days as well, we did a lot of signings around the place, and you know, you get some pretty interesting characters coming up in that kind of thing. We may have had the odd dead old wipe underneath the table standing by.
I think you can kind of pick them when they're coming at you, can't you? Oh, they're the ones that like me for my music, and they're still the craziest from Home and Away.
Tim Campbell, Venus from Electrifying 80s on Joy 94.9, Tom and Warren for breakfast. We've got Tim Campbell in the studio.
That's one of three songs on the album where I do detach my testicles and sing a kind of voice, so yeah.
But I want to know, so when you're singing it live, do you find some hottie in the, like, the, and walk up and sing about I'm your penis? Like, I'd have to do it.
I'm your penis, your vagina, your desire.
Yeah, so we've all done that before, haven't we? I mean, it's stupid. But do you, like, I'd get tempted.
Well, a lot of the times when I'm doing it, I do a lot in the event world, and so I'm on stage 10 o'clock minimum is when I start. So by then, everyone's a bit toxic and you can say what you like.
So they have no idea what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, damn that social media.
Tim, since you're a big lover of the 80s, we thought we'd try and figure out what your favourite things were. So we've got some questions. We want you to flash back to your childhood.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Oh, God.
First one.
Doctor.
You ready?
Yeah.
What's your favourite 80s snack?
Ooh. See, and a lot of them came in, you know, from the 70s as well. Like, I used to always get, you know, the 20-cent mixed bag of lollies. They had the cobbers in there. So you bit up yourself, you had your cobber, which was the kind of caramel.
Yeah.
I love fags when they were fags, not fads.
You can't get them anymore. No,
I saw fads the other day, but it's fine. That and tubes. Remember tubes?
Tubes,
yeah. Those.
Have they gone?
Yeah, they came back for a second, but I can't find them again anymore, unless... They're gone again.
So what was... I'm going to say space food sticks.
Oh,
was that an 80 thing?
Yeah.
I loved them.
That was... like now it's all about having a protein bar, but they were like protein bar before protein bars.
It was just basically you rip them open, the chocolate, and it's just for hours.
So yeah. I like the Sunny Boys.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I love that.
And you get in the show bag all the time. And then yeah. The flavour would disappear.
And you
just
wait to look in the middle, and you get the gold one, and you got a freebie.
But then if you suck the flavour out, by the end you just had this icicle of no flavour in there because, you know, you've got all
and
the...
paper and plastic.
Yes.
So you've met Warren before, have you?
Hello.
What's your go-to 80s movie?
It would be Breakfast Club for sure. I could probably half quote that movie.
Right.
I could watch that over and over.
That's a great movie.
Oh, it's so good. And then, of course, Goonies and Gremlins. One of the first, you know, we saw those at the cinemas when they first came out, and you watch it and you go, because you're so engrossed by it, then you go, oh, no, I love
the
that.
The 80s, is that going to be the pirate movie?
That was, yes.
Because that's one
Give me a happy ending.
Was it Christopher Atkins? And we've seen him before in Blue Lagoon.
Blue Lagoon. One hour 04, you go, you pause the VHS, yeah.
So I'm going to say Flashdance for me.
Oh,
what
that's a
good feeling.
One too.
Yeah, okay.
I was expecting you to say Xanadu.
Oh, shit. I've got to go. Xanadu, there's probably Grease 2 in there.
That was probably, to be fair, Xanadu might have been late 70s, wasn't it?
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Maybe it was.
Yeah.
All right, what was Little Tim's favourite toy in the 80s?
I did have the cliched Rubik's Cube, but I used to always pull it apart.
Did you ever get to solve it?
No, I did never, ever. And I see these bastards online who can do it with one hand. No, I pulled it apart and then put it back together. You could do that instead. I was an electric train nerd, but that's spanned many generations. Twister was out beforehand, but we had that. We always played the Twister as well. I think that was out in the 70s.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any 80s games, pre or they would have been the beginning of.
I remember I was really at myself when I got Operation, but I think again that was
I
in
had
the
Operation
70s.
Too.
But yeah, and I think that still exists.
Or Mousetrap.
No, I think
yes.
That was 80s.
I love
that.
It was.
Yeah, I think pretty certain.
And Kaplunk.
Kaplunk.
Hungry, Hungry Hippos.
Were you a video boy game?
I was. I was with a late bloomer. I didn't have the Commodore 64. My mates had that. The way you had to actually put the cassette
Did
tape in.
Did you have
in.
The VIC-20?
I had the Atari, but I was the povo that had like the Atari ripoff from the markets. So instead of having the actual Atari, I had, I don't know what it was, but so I was a late. But then I used to always go and find out whatever the shop was that had like Pitfall and Grand Prix, which I called Grand Prix when I first got it. And even like Pong. I mean, we first had Pong on our.
That's right. The tennis thing.
The tennis thing was just pop, like two bars. Pop, 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 don't pretend you're young.
No,
you
I'm telling you, I've never been a computer game player.
Oh, all right.
I can't remember. Was it Galaga?
Yeah.
Oh, was that Galaga?
So
that would have been the 80s.
Yes, yeah. That's still, my local gym has it. So often that's my workout is like with that's
you know
my
much,
left hand.
I would go to a gym if they had something other than bloody weights and crap.
Yeah. Well, this is Push Fitness in Docklands. There you go. They have a Galaga machine.
You're going to get these stalkers down there now.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Or other people
So what about a heartthrob? The favourite 80s heartthrob.
Oh, okay. Well, I blame my dad for my homosexuality because he took my topless Samantha Fox poster off the wall and I wasn't allowed to have that. So.
Touch me.
Yeah.
So I want to feel your. That was Samantha
Fox. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was the Page 3 girl. She was the booby girl from England.
Did you have any posters on your wall?
No, I was Rob Lowe all the way.
Yeah, I can Rob Lowe too.
Rob Lowe. And I still age really well, hasn't he?
He has. Absolutely.
He's aged really well.
But people like that as well. And even like, Tom Cruise was late 80s, but even going back, where you kind of get, why do I feel funny in the tummy? You know, was that kind of like, I should be liking my Samantha
that
Fox poster,
feeling.
But yeah, Rob Lowe.
See, I always find Tom Cruise gives me that run, you know, like a tsunami's
like
coming.
The shit.
You know,
I'm about to
be overdone by it.
Yeah. I reckon I was obsessed with Kirk Cameron. Remember from Growing Pains, and then found out he's like this evangelical will hate me kind of
Christian.
Yeah, like he hated everyone that didn't kind of.
And we all know statistically they are the ones that like the penis. The ones that yell the loudest.
Moving
the ones
hashtag allegedly.
The greatest 80s fashion trend.
Have I ever left? I never got into punks. So I was never kind of. You know, maybe Punky Brewster or Madonna is about as far as I went. I was very much acid wash and stone wash jeans.
Oh, nice.
And, you know.
Tight.
And, well, they kind of were meant to be tight, but when you're buying from BW, they kind of didn't fit properly. It's had a massive bum.
You wash them and you wash them and they still don't shrink.
Yeah, and I eventually did get the hyper-colour T-shirts, eventually. Again, it was probably on sale at the local market instead. But I didn't do headbands, things like that. Although, of course, the girls were teasing their hair massively and just getting knots forever. whatever. But we had the local gel. But you had, like, you go buy the gel from the $2 shop back then.
Right, those big tubs.
Yes, and it was blue or red, and you just had like red streaks in the side of your hair because you put so much in there.
So what you used to do is you gel your hair into a spike. I wanted to be the punk. You do it. You get to your blue light disco.
Yes.
You know, you get there and you furwed up, you know. Police Boys Club, you have a dance, within 3 minutes of sweating, it all starts running down your face.
Totally.
And then your hair goes flat.
That's when you get the blue and red runs. Yeah, and so I had a flat top as well, remember? Oh. Like how bad were they? You could just like,
oh, the flat top. I had the Michael Jackson haircut because my hair was curly.
Oh.
And the one glove.
And the one glove,
did you
no.
Go, did you do that go, like that?
Finally, what's the best 80s song?
Oh, God. I'm a Western Suburbs Bogan from a Western Suburbs of Sydney, so all the early Bon Jovi, but I think the ultimate, and it actually plays in the show, we don't do it live, but the Final Countdown Europe, I think just screams kind of Bogan 80s for me.
Well, me, Sydney, I learnt, what was that? She had a fast machine, she kept her motor clean, she was a fast man.
Was that ACDs?
I don't know, it was
yeah, well, that was ACDs. Well, yeah. I was thinking, no, you shook me all night long.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say Diana Ross, Upside Down.
What about Diana Ross, Chain Reaction?
Oh, yes, Chain Reaction
too. That was Blue Light Disco to me, because it was always number one like for about 6 weeks at the DJ.
We might have to play that later. Electrifying 80s Live in Concert is on at the Palms at Crown in Melbourne on Saturday, November the 3rd, and then Darwin on the 17th.
Yeah, I'm heading up there.
Fantastic.
With some shorts and T-shirt on for that one, I think.
Is it Tropo season up there yet?
It actually probably will be, yeah, because once summer hits, it's like...
Let me tell you, they're the best audiences. You don't even need to give them alcohol.
Well, one of my favourite gigs I did was a ladies' lunch for their Darwin Cup, and I was touched so inappropriately. It was fantastic.
Oh, excellent. It was... Put me the dress I've been touched for.
Final release tickets for Melbourne are on sale now, so get in fast. You can go to timcampbell.com.au or Ticketmaster, or the link will be on our social media
go
as well.
Everybody,
the album Electrifying 80s and the remixes are also available wherever you get your music. Tim Campbell, it's great to see you again.
Thank you for having me.
Wake up with Tom and Warren Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au, or download the Joy app, available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favorite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.